Mad Barb's Notebook for August 17th, Dog Days of Podcasting 2016. Well, I think I've finally managed to catch up and get, well, if not to Inbox Zero, what do we call it, Playlist Zero? I think I'm caught up at least on the short shows. Sorry, I'm kind of skipping anything that might be an hour or longer. But otherwise, yeah, this Dog Days Challenge has been going really well, been really interesting discussions. I think I just listened to, what was it, Mark and Caffeinated One? Yeah, wearing a suit to a Toastmasters meeting, I've never seen that happen. I mean, I've seen it in when you go to the international convention, but no, not to a regular meeting. You just show up in whatever your work clothes are, and you just blend in with everybody else. Anyway, what else was I talking about? Oh yeah, some feedback questions that Chuck was asking on Technorama. What am I reading lately? I know I'm rereading Time Enough for Love by Robert Heinlein. That was just, you know, play it in the background when I have nothing else to listen to. But lately, I've been catching up on Dog Days, so that's been put on the back burner for a while. And before that, I was listening to, it was a new book by, ooh, what's his name? Was it Robert Petrovsky? Anyway, it's an engineering book called The Road Taken. It's supposed to be a little play on words of what's that poet's name who wrote The Road Less Taken. And in his books, Petrovsky's written a lot about engineering and design, and a lot is, well, I guess his more popular works are about design failures and catastrophes, and how, yeah, as a forensic engineer, I guess, his background is in mechanical engineering, but he does a lot of forensics. I don't know if he's done professionally, but he does write about failures and the causes, and it's a very entertaining read. Even if you don't have a technical background, he doesn't get into the technical details. He goes and tells stories about how things, especially in parts of engineering that don't actually make it into a regular curriculum, what the practices led to what has become the common practice. And that's kind of interesting for me, even though this is kind of the bread and butter work for me of roadway repaving and design. How did the terms like macadam and tarmac come around? And basically how those words are just names. Macadam came from the guy that first developed that asphalted binder that's used in macadam asphalt paving, and tarmac is just tar with macadam. Kind of interesting background. And I don't know how many other people would be interested in that kind of history lesson. But for engineers, especially, I guess, for those that are still practicing in the field, it's his work is very, very insightful. You get the kind of background that you would only hear from, you know, long-time engineers, the ones who tend to take far too long to get to the point on anything, except he makes it entertaining. And what was I going to say? Hold on, I got to pause. Okay, back again. What was I talking about? Petrovsky and his other books. Yeah, I've been mostly listening to them on Audible. Not all of his works have made it on there, but the other two books that are on there, one is called To Engineer is Human and To Forgive Design. Those are really good listens, and I encourage anyone who's, you know, at all interested in I guess, technology, as long as you're not talking about computer technology. I'm talking about how Romans developed the roadways kind of technology. That's the kind of interesting read he does. You might want to check those out. And let's see, anything else that happened today? Not too much happening in the day job. Things are more or less back to normal. Just designing stuff and answering questions and doing the usual correspondence. I got some comments back on some recent submittals, so I'm going to be crunching away at that again. Oh yeah, Dragon Con's only 2 weeks away, and Gru is, itching to get started already. Should listen to him in his chat room on ThinStack. Anyway, so yeah, question that's been on my mind, it's more for Chuck and Craig on how we're going to wrap up this year. normally there's like a plan that develops within the last half day before they do the recording and figure out where to record the last day of the dog days challenge. We try to all, you know, grab a beer and sit down around some couches somewhere and record. Although it's never, I don't think it's ever been in the same place twice, has it? No, at least not twice in a row anyway. But anyway, so yeah, we're actually like planning stuff for the year or this Dragon Con. So where are we going to be doing the last recording of this, Chuck and Craig? Okay, but until then, I'll talk to you tomorrow.